March 8, 1925, Louisa desires to cover the paths of the eternal will. How Jesus Christ enclosed his will in order to give, in each one of his acts, a return in the name of all. I was saying to myself, how I wish I could cover all the paths of the eternal will, to be able to find all of the acts of this supreme will, which came from it for the good of all the human family, in order to place an act of my will in each act of his will, to return him with my love, with my gratitude, with my thank you, for me, and in the name of all my brothers. But how can I find all these acts of the divine will, I, who am so little, so insignificant? Now, while I was thinking about this, desiring to embrace, to place one kiss, or at least one I love you, on every act of the supreme will, I felt my sweet Jesus move in my interior, and a light within my mind saying to me, my daughter, do you want to go through all the acts of my will, which came from it for the good of all creatures? Come with me into my humanity, I want it, I long for you to do it. You must know that my humanity covered all the paths of the eternal will, and for all the acts I found, which were done for the good of all my brothers, I omitted my own, to return the divine will for its many acts, done for the good of the human generations. This was the most legitimate act, which it was appropriate for me to do, for the prime honor of my celestial Father. And as I was doing this, I left the deposit of my acts in the divine will itself, so that they might remain always an act of giving to my divine Father this legitimate honor which creatures do not give him, and of forcing the eternal will to make peace with the human will. The will, also in the creature, is the deposit of all her thoughts, of the good and of the evil she does. It is the depository of everything, and it lets nothing escape which it does not deposit within itself. Now, my humanity had two wills, the human and the divine, and everything I did, I placed in the divine, not only to find all the acts done by the supreme will and give return to it, but to do more new acts of divine will, in order to form in it, with all the work of my humanity, a new creation, leaving it in deposit within it, so that it might maintain it whole, ever new and beautiful, without increasing or decreasing, since it is not subject to receive the slightest diminution. Just like in the creation of the heavens, of the sun, of the stars, and of many other things created by the divinity for the good of all the human family, all was left deposited in our supreme will, so that it might preserve them always in that state in which we created them, as in fact it does. In the same way, I entrusted all the work of my humanity to this divine will, so that everything I did might always be in the act of giving itself to the creatures. My work is more than a new heaven, sun and stars. And just as the sun which is on your horizon does not refuse to give light to all and to give itself to each one, and if the human eye does not take all the immensity of its light, it is because the circumference of the eye is small. Or rather, the eye takes more light according to how sharp and good is its sight, even though the sun remains in the act of wanting to give all of itself. In the same way, the new creation of my acts, all done in this divine will and deposited in it in order to redeem and restore the creature, are in the act of giving themselves to all. And more than sun, stars and heaven, they extend upon the head of all, so that all may take the great good which they contain. However, there is a great difference between the sun which shines in the blue heaven and the one contained in the blue heaven of my humanity. In the first one, as much as the eye strives to look in order to be filled with light, its circumference does not expand, it remains always as it is. While the eye of the soul, the more it strives to look, to cooperate, to know, to love all that my humanity has done, becomes larger, receives more light, comprehends more, and takes more good. Therefore, it is in its power to become richer or poorer, more filled with light and heat or colder and filled with darkness. Now, if you want to cover the paths of the eternal will, enter through the door of my humanity. In it you will find my divinity, and the divine will make present to you, as though in act, all that it did, does and will do, both in creation and in redemption and sanctification. and you will have the contentment of being able to kiss those acts and to place on each one of them your little act of love, of adoration, of gratitude. There, you will find my acts, all of them in the act of giving themselves to you. And you will love them, and will take the gifts of your celestial Father. Greater than these he could not give you, the gifts, the fruits, the effects of his will. But you will take them according to how much you cooperate, letting your will live as dissolved within mine. So, for a little while I felt all of myself in Jesus, and I seemed to find in him, as though in act, all the work of the divine will for the good of creatures. I tried to follow, one by one, the acts of the supreme will. But while I was doing this, everything disappeared. The delirium of wanting to find again my sweet Jesus made me fidget. Then, after much hardship, I felt him behind my shoulders, extending his arms toward me and taking my hands in his. With violence, I pulled him in front of me, and with all the bitterness of my soul, I said to him, "Jesus, you do not love me anymore." And he, immediately, giving me no time to say anything else, told me, "My daughter, how is it? To me, you say, you do not love me anymore? These words can be said to creatures, but not to your Jesus, to the one who can never fail in love." And while he was saying this, he stared at me, deep inside, as though wanting to find something in me which interested him very much. And he looked and looked over and over again. Finally, I felt another Jesus come out from within my interior, all similar to the one outside. I remained surprised in seeing that my Jesus was inside of me and outside of me. And he, all goodness, told me, "Tell me, my daughter, who formed this new life in you? Is it not love? Are they not my loving chains, which not only formed me within you, but keep me bound and clinging to you? And so that this life of mine might always grow within you, I placed in you my eternal will. And as it becomes one with yours, we nourish ourselves together with the same celestial food, in such a way as to make my life one with yours. And with all this, you say, you do not love me anymore?" I remained confused, and I didn't know what to say.